Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, my next guest is someone who has been very actively involved in following what's happening with regards to the Arizona audit. He has been, right in the middle of it. I'm going to let you or let him tell you exactly where his information comes directly from, because we want to give you, you know, factual information. We had Patrick Byrne on a week before last talking about canvassing that was done, and that canvassing was done by someone other than the actual audit team, and there's a reason why, and I'll let my next guest, Randy Pullen, explain that. He is a Republican Party activist, former chairman of the Arizona Republican Party, served as chairman from 2007 to 2011, chairman of Wage Watch, a former Arizona Republican National Committeeman, and a former treasurer of the Republican National Committee. And I want to welcome Randy Pullen to the program. Randy, welcome. It's good to have you, sir.
Thank you, Pastor. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's get down to, you know, to the skinny of what's really going on here, and we got to try to get as much of this in as we possibly can, in the next 12 to 14 minutes. Tell me what your role has been, again, for my audience that may not have been following you and following us. Tell me what your role has been relative to monitoring this audit.
Well, I was appointed by the Senate committee to be one of the liaisons on overseeing the audit and reporting back to the Senate what was going on. So I've been doing that for several months. And we're now down to the point where we're going to have reports out tomorrow. Okay, so it's kind of wrapping up. So we're looking forward to that. There also will be about a 3-hour meeting on the floor of the Senate going over everything. That's going to start 1 o'clock our time here in Arizona, which essentially that's 4 o'clock East Coast time. That will be starting. So there'll be a complete overview. And at the same time, on Friday, the report's going to be released for the public to actually view. And we're working on that today to get exactly how that's going to get out. I think it's going to be electronic, so you'll be able to download it.
Okay.
Seems to be the plan at the moment. I don't have that 100% confirmed, though.
Okay. Now, relative to this canvassing, and I've mentioned this to you, that Patrick had talked about, there was canvassing an organization. So let's confirm that. There was an entity that did go out and do canvassing to the best of your knowledge. Is that correct?
Yes, there was. Okay. Here in Arizona, a group out and did canvassing. And they issued a report that was...
Wait, who was it again? I'm sorry, you broke up for a second. Who was it who went out?
Well, I believe it was a team headed Liz Harris.
Okay.
Run for the legislature in the last election. I think she was heading up the canvassing that was out there.
Okay. All right, very good. And according to what they reported on that Patrick had... evidence of, there was quite a bit of discrepancy, as much as 15%, where they went and talked to people in different locations who were on the voting roll, supposedly voted. Many said they didn't vote. And in some instances, they went to an address and there were 50 or 60 supposed people that voted from that one address. Although when they went and knocked on the door, there was one person living there, and that person didn't know anybody's name that was on the list.
Yeah, that's, again, originally, and still in the plan, is to have the audit do a canvassing, okay? And the canvassing was decided to hold back on that because of one issue, and that was the Department of Justice said they were going to come in and essentially stop the audit if we went out doing canvassing. So the canvas put on the back burner. It's not on the table, but it could be later. So, and that would be an official canvas.
Okay. So you're I just need you to know that you're cutting in and out. I'm not sure why, but you're cutting in and out,
sure.
And I'm could well be that we're under some kind of tech attack, folks. So be praying for us about that, because this is such important information, and it wouldn't surprise me. All right, so there was discussion about the possibility of going out and doing an audit, but the Biden Department of Justice basically warned you and said, if you do that, then we're going to come in and we're going to take all the evidence from the state of Arizona and not allow the state of Arizona to do what constitutionally is their prerogative to do.
Correct. That's what they were going to do, because it was a federal election that gave them some oversight, and they could have used that power to essentially stop the audit. So we were just being cautious.
Okay. So tell me then, again, because you've been here before, but I want to go through it very quickly. What is it that they looked at then? Did they just go through the same ballots and recount them? Has there been a forensic audit of the actual ballot material? How far down, did they go? Did they dig in trying to figure out what happened?
You mean on behalf of the canvassing?
No.
Or
Randy?
No,
overall,
okay,
the audit.
I broke out for a second.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, see,
no,
same thing happening to you that's happening to us over here. No, I want to know, what exactly did the audit team audit?
Yeah.
What did they do?
The audit team did a complete recount of all the ballots that were received from Maricopa County. Okay. So that essentially, that's essentially 2,015,000 votes that were cast.
Okay.
Okay. On the early balloting and as well as the election day balloting. Okay. Total. So that's what was gone over is all of the ballots. So they just looked at two races. They looked at the presidential race. They looked at the state Senate race as well and redid those numbers, as well as they checked the paper. They imaged the paper, looking for abnormalities in the paper. And when I say abnormalities, official ballots have markings on the ballot, which identify it as an official ballot. So when you're looking at the ballot, you're looking at those official markings to make sure that they were they're done properly on the ballot to determine whether or not it was an official ballot. So that's essentially what they did. So they went through all that. They aggregated everything, and that's what the one report will cover. And that's the Cyber Ninja report will cover all of that.
Okay.
There's also a separate report that was done on just the pure machine count of ballots just to confirm the number. And I headed that up, and we did that. And that confirmed the number of ballots that the county had given us and what they had recorded in their canvassing results. So it's accurate. Okay, and the third report is a report that was done by Dr. Shiva of the envelopes. Okay, so he looked at the images of all the envelopes, looked at the signatures, looked at the addresses on them, and checked all those.
And we don't know what the results of Dr. Shiva's investigation is as of yet.
You'll know tomorrow because
right.
the report will be issued.
And the so
his review of the just like his review of the images of the envelopes, just like Cyber Ninjas did their review and audit of every one of the ballots that was cast.
Okay. All right. And what you looked at, so number one, they recounted all of the ballots and of course, these are the ones that they had, the original ballots that were that
yes.
were received. But as they were counting them, they also checked them forensically to make sure that they were, in fact, official ballots.
Correct.
Okay. And that is called the Cyber Ninja Report.
Yes.
And then number two report was to confirm that the what was run through the machines matched the physical ballots that were in hand to make sure that there weren't any discrepancies relative to how those votes were counted.
Well, actually, what it was don't forget there was a hand count going on of all the ballots. Okay, so they're keeping track of the numbers. And so when we did the machine count of the ballots, that just confirmed their hand count numbers. Okay, so that we know that that what they did as a hand count was correct in terms of the number of ballots they checked.
Okay. And so the purpose of that check would be to be sure that there wasn't any kind of recalibration of actual ballot numbers within the machine,
yes.
is that correct?
No. And nothing to do with the actual election machine counting, the Dominion. It had to do with, we had the ballots, we went through and ran all the ballots through a paper counting machine that confirmed how many ballots there were. So in other words, confirming the number of ballots that Cyber Ninjas had actually reviewed in their audit.
Okay.
It was just a double check on it.
No, that's fine. So, but now you say that doesn't have anything to do with the Dominion piece and those tabulation results. So how does that fit into the picture? How does the Dominion piece fit into what was done relative to this audit, or does it at all?
It does fit in and it will be done. Okay. we need those images of the Dominion images. We need to get those from the county, and we've already contracted with Dr. Shiva to...
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. And so... sorry.
You got something going on?
Well, just another call coming in. It's okay. No, okay. I'm ignoring it. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, we will get the Dominion images, and we've already contracted with Dr. Shiva to do a complete count of the Dominion images of the ballots and compare that to the canvas results that the county provided.
Okay.
And in other words, we'll be looking at those two races again and seeing, once the ballots were run through the tabulators, which make copies of the ballots, at that point, the ballot, the paper ballot, no longer matters anymore. It's just set aside in a box, mm-hmm. because at that point, the election is all electronic.
Right.
So what you want to do... So we imaged, we hand counted all the ballots, so we know what the count is based on that. And then we go in and look at Dominion images and compare those counts to the hand count of the ballots to confirm that, and then compare it to the canvassing results that the county provided. In other words, the canvassing results, vote result, is really, that's what determines who won the election.
And when you say canvassing results, because you've differentiated here.
No, that's a different. No, they.
That's what I'm asking you.
That's a different. No, it's the. That's the electronic report that goes on.
No, I understand that, but that electronic report that you're talking about, you're saying that because there's an imaging that takes place. So someone's ballot comes in, it gets counted. Then it gets imaged, and then
Pastor, it does not get counted. The actual vote on the ballot is not counted until it's run through the tabulator, and that is done within the software, the Dominion software. The count is done.
And that's where there's been some inferences that there could be some variances in how those numbers then play out on the other end once they're washed through the Dominion system.
Well, yes, there's been a lot of reports and reporting on that out there. Yes.
Okay. Well, and some forensic audits that seem to indicate that there could be some issues. All right, we'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epic Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My guest is Randy Pullen. And so, Randy, we were talking about this in the green room, kind of trying to get this figured out, because I, you said, well, what, you know, where do you think there's confusion? And I'm thinking to myself, folks, and maybe, you know, everybody out there has a handle on all this. I don't know. But to me, what I hear is well, you know, on the one side, you're going to have the people who are going to take this, and they're going to say, see, you know, everything matched, and yeah, okay, well, you know, there's really not anything to see here. On the other side, you're going to have people that are going to say, you know, it just sounds to me like, you know, a whole lot of nonsense, you know, and confusion, and, you know, I cast my vote, I expect my vote to be my vote. And you guys can't tell me whether or not my vote is my vote. You don't know. And so what's the point of doing it? Because the system's so screwed up, you don't know.
Well, those are good points. And that's what we're trying to resolve, Pastor. We have, you know, in this forensic audit we've done, we've identified a lot of anomalies that happened at the county in terms of the way they followed the procedures in the laws and the discrepancies that there are. And we're going to be pointing all those out. And the goal of the Senate on this is pass new legislation that will have more oversight over the elections, as well as correct some of the problems that have been identified, so that we clean up the system. And so voters will, in fact, feel that they can trust the system and they will go ahead and vote. Because just to remind you, this past election that we had in 2020, I mean, we had the highest voter turnout across the country in history. And so that is important. And we want the vote to continue to be people paying attention and voting. And we know we got to make sure the system is trustworthy.
Yeah, well, my understanding is, and let's see, okay, no, that's not it. So, I got to get the specific names, but David Shostokas was on yesterday, and there was a vote that took place in 2018, wherein the vote for sheriff was decided by one vote. It went through an audit process. It then went to court, and it took over 2 years to get resolved. But ultimately, what was resolved is that the guy that they swore in was determined not to be the winner of the election. And the guy that lost was determined to be the guy that actually had won. And so just 2 days ago, he was sworn in. and the guy that had been sitting in office for 2 years was removed. And I know a lot of people say, oh, well, you can't overturn an election. Well, actually, here's an example, and we're gonna bring this story forward, because this is an example of exactly what people are concerned about. But, you know, the end result in this case is the right guy is now the sheriff, and the wrong guy has now been taken out of place. We got to get to the bottom of the election situation. That's the bottom line. Because if you can't go with confidence and know that the vote you cast is going to be counted the way you cast it, we don't have a free country. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Back with more tomorrow. We got to stand for freedom, folks. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.